setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Live from Ramsey Solutions in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were born to do, where you want to be, and how you can get there. In other words, it's all about you because you were created to do something unique. That means that you are needed, and that means you must do it. Somebody out there needs you to be you. And so that's what we are about. This is not another political show. We're talking about purpose, not politics. You have the answers. They're within you. And it's my job to get them out of you. So we're going to look at what you do best. Talent, strengths, skills, and what you love to do most. Work that you look forward to. Work that makes your heart come alive when you're engaged in it. And work when you're done, you look back on it and you say, that was worth it. And so that's available to all of you. I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you're dealing with fear, doubt, pride, rejection, you name it. I'm here to fight that on your behalf, so let's get to it. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Julie, who's on the line in Denton, Texas. Julie, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I currently work in financial planning, and I'm married, have one baby and then another on the way. Okay. And so dream job is actually to be a stay-at-home mom until they start school. And then I'd love to go into ministry. And the dilemma I'm seeing, I'm on baby step two, is that we just can't afford it. And I'm thinking we couldn't afford it even until the house was paid for, which seems to be like 10 years from now, which by then there'd be no point in being a stay-at-home mom. And so I just feel really stuck, and I'm curious what advice you might have.
Interesting. So the stay-at-home mom dream job, love that. There's no more valuable job in the world than a stay-at-home mom. Not one. So that's pretty awesome. So good for you. I think it is very doable, but it's going to take some changes. You're going to have to make some changes. I'll go through that in a second. But before we get to that, I'm really curious. What would the ministry job be? So you stay-at-home mom until the kids are how old? If you could just snap your fingers, how old would they be before you go back into work and it's ministry?
I want them to be, at least be in kindergarten, and then it's a college ministry job where they raise support, and basically it's like meeting one-on-one with college students throughout the day, kind of doing
great
discipleship, and then Bible studies, kind of event planning for them.
Okay, great. So you've got this thing figured out that right now you got baby number two coming. And you're going to have to continue working because you can't come home right now. It's just not financially possible based on your debt and other bills, correct?
Right.
So what debt do you have besides the house?
We owe my mom about $27,000. And that was for when we moved in. It was kind of in lieu of a home equity loan. And it'll be done by the end of the year. And then baby step three was next year to save up that, and then a little bit for just to have an SUV. We have a pretty small car. And then after that, we were going to start baby step four. And I'm just so stuck on the numbers of it all.
Well, but the paying off the house is something down the line. So I don't know that you have to rush to pay off the house. I mean, Dave Ramsey allows people to do debt-free screams here at our office that haven't paid their house off. Now, that's the ultimate goal. But I don't know that that would have to be the case. If you paid off all the other debt, could you come home if you just had the mortgage and then your normal bills, you had no other debt? Couldn't you come home?
Possibly. The part that seems tight is my husband's take-home pay is about $4,000.
Yeah.
And right now with me working, it's about $8,000.
Yeah.
And our mortgage is $2,000. So as of right now, it works with that whole 25% number. But it would jump up. It'd be like 50% of our income.
How long ago did you buy the house?
Just 2 years ago.
Do you have any equity in it?
It's actually appreciated quite a bit. So we've got about $100,000 equity, and we owe about $200,000 on it.
Well, that's a viable option right there. You don't have to live in that house. You could. I'm just telling you. You want to know how you can come home? This is going to come down to what matters most. And so, what if you could come home? You take that equity. What if you sell that house? And you take that equity that you get out of that, and you put a really sizable down payment on a smaller, cheaper house.
and all of a sudden you're home. So there are options here. You're acting like there's no options, and I'm not being unkind. I'm just telling you there are options. You know, what does your husband do for a living?
He's a firefighter.
Yeah. So has he got any promotions coming down the line? How does that work?
He should. His pay is actually 72 right now, and if he gets bumped up to driver, it would be about 90.
Yeah.
And then it can go up higher if he goes to lieutenant or captain.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Does he have the margin to be able to do some side hustle stuff? Because I know his shift as a fireman, my wife's uncle, retired fire chief, so I know they have a different kind of schedule. Could he pick up some extra money to do some things, maybe pay off that debt a little faster? I mean, what's he willing to do?
He probably could, and probably easiest for him right now. They do have a lot of overtime opportunity, which pays pretty well, that he could do. I guess I'm just do you think that would be the stupidest thing in the world to downgrade to a smaller house?
No.
And then
no.
I just feel like we'd be stuck and permanently handicap ourselves.
No, why? Because you've put more money down on a smaller house, and you pay that off probably even quicker than the one you're in. But all of a sudden, you've created the margin. You just have to look at your numbers and go, how much margin do we need to create for you to be able to come home and be a stay-at-home mom? Now, you may not be able to do it the first year of the new baby's life. Maybe it's a couple years from now. But if you get after it and you two get on the same page and make some sacrifices in other places, you can come home and be a stay-at-home mom. And no, you're not going backwards. So how much does your house cost right now? What would you pay for it?
We paid $240 for it, and it's valued at about $300 right now.
Yeah, so what if you go buy something in the $180, $190 and fix it up while you're living in it? I'm not talking about a piece of junk. I just mean something that you have a little bit of love and, you know, whatever. Or it's just, hey, this is a 2-3 year play for us while the baby's just a little. Trust me, they're not even going to remember it. And then I'm just saying you have options. Well, you've asked me, you called me basically going, I want to be a stay-at-home mom, but I don't think I can financially. And I'm telling you, you can. Now, I'm not saying you should. I'm not saying you should. I'm not going to tell you what to do. But you're asking me, can I be a stay-at-home mom? And then as the kids get into kindergarten, eventually move back into ministry. The answer is you can. You guys are making good enough money. You got enough equity in that house right now. You could downsize and still have enough room for you and your husband and the two little ones. And it could put you ahead financially. The current equity you have in your home could really put you ahead if you put that money down into a smaller house. All of a sudden, you can cut your mortgage. What if you cut your mortgage down to $1,000 a month? You know, that's a real number. So again, you know what to do. You don't need my money advice. You're just asking me to tell you what to do. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm telling you, you can come home and be a stay-at-home mom. There's no question in my mind. Now, it may not be the best move for you right now, maybe a year from now after you've planned financially, because you're making good money. So what changes can you make right now, keeping your $4,000 bring home, and a year from now go, okay, now I can come home. Baby's one, new baby's one, the other baby's a little bit old, but still, you've got time to be at home with them. So I don't think there's a wrong decision here, but you got to do what your heart's telling you to do. And if your husband's on board, then go for it. I want you two to be on board, because I'm telling you, nothing will rip a marriage apart like two people that are on different pages when it comes to finances. 844-747-2577 is the number. Don't go anywhere. More of your calls. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Listen, folks, we talk a lot on the show about making your next career move and taking the next step toward meaningful work. But I know it can be pretty hard to think about taking a step forward when you're stressed out about money in the here and now. Ramsey Plus will show you how to budget every single dollar of your income so you can use it to its full potential, plus so much more. And here's the best part. Right now, you can try Ramsey Plus for 30 days completely free. If you're in and you want to start Ramsey Plus for free, text Ken Plus to 33789. This is where America hangs out to talk about purpose. How do I figure out what my purpose is? And then if I do figure it out, how do I make it a reality? Well, welcome to the Ken Coleman Show. That is why we're here. Taking talk radio by storm, because everybody's going, what is this? Wait a second, you're not going to talk about Washington, D.C. and its impact on my dream?
No. So, you know what makes this fun is, like, it's come one, come all. We don't care what your political persuasion is. What we care about is what your purpose is. So, if you're looking for another show about somebody firing you up and getting you angry, this is not it. If you're looking for a show that fires you up and gets you on purpose, now you have arrived. Because this is what we do. It's all about you. You were created to fill a unique role. That means that you are needed. It also means that you must do it. So now it's not just feeling good about ourselves that we matter. It's we better get about the business of mattering. In other words, we want to do work that matters to us because we know the results are for others. 844-747-2577. If you're stuck, confused, scared, down, defeated, this show's for you. We can help you. Let's get that Mount Everest clear so we can get our heads up, looking forward. And then we'll come up with a path to get you up to the top of your Mount Everest. The American dream is alive and your dream job is closer than you think. Let's go to Shane, who's on the line in Denver, Colorado. Shane, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
So I'm currently a firefighter, which is my dream job. That took me 10 years to obtain.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to create a blog about resiliency and the pursuit of your dream, mm-hmm. but I feel a bit of a fraud offering advice that's really the only major thing I have accomplished. When I've mentioned it to a couple of people, I've also been told, like, who are you to give advice?
Well, wait a second. Really, okay. Whoa. Okay. Now that hacks me off. Without saying the person's name, because it's personal, I want you to describe who is this person in your life or people who said that who are you to give advice on reaching your dream?
Closer friends.
How did you feel? How did you feel when they told you that?
Not too good.
Well, why is it that you think they told?
It was upsetting.
Yeah. Why'd they tell you that?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. Actually, I think I wasn't a firefighter. So the dream of writing, and I love to write, but the dream of starting a blog happened years ago. And when I had first mentioned that I wasn't a firefighter, and I even maybe myself didn't believe I had the credibility to write about that because I hadn't achieved it myself. So I don't know if that was part of the problem.
So these people have heard you say this before?
Yes.
Okay, let me just tell you something right now. I don't know how good of friends these guys are. Okay?
Okay.
So you may need some new friends. That's how serious this is.
Yeah.
Unless they think you're delusional. I don't think that's the issue. I think these guys are just your old buddies, been around for a long time, and you say that, and they're like, let me just tell you something. You started off the phone call, Shane, saying it took you 10 years to become a firefighter, which is your dream job. That was a
Correct.
Long road for you, wasn't it?
It was.
Why did it take you 10 years?
I got told no a lot. It's a competitive field to get into.
Yeah, it's a tough field.
Yeah.
You got told no a lot. Guess what? So did I. I had a program director in Atlanta, Georgia, tell me that I didn't have enough talent to make it in a number 7, number 8 market. I've been told no a lot. So, Shane, it took you 10 years because it's a highly competitive field. You got rejected a lot, and yet here you are today, a fireman and an effective one. Yes or no?
Yes.
I got news for you. Your buddies can go pound sand. And I tell them to go pound sand. Because if you want to start a blog today, as in just start a Facebook page, cost you nothing, and start writing about what it's like to be rejected for a decade, but then what it's like to step in the day you graduated. What did it feel like when they pinned that badge on you?
It felt pretty good. Yeah.
It didn't feel pretty good. Why don't you tell us how it felt, Shane? Take me to the moment where you graduated and everybody you know and care for you was there. What did it feel like when you knew you had made it after a decade of being rejected? What did it feel like, Shane?
I bawled my eyes out.
You bawled your eyes out. I didn't know that. I just pushed you there, not knowing what you were going to say, but I had a feeling it felt better than pretty good. So what do you want to do? What do you want to do, Shane? You want to write a blog and tell people what it's like to wait a decade to do what you love? You want to talk about that?
I do.
Then why don't you do it and tell your buddies to pound sand?
And if they're not going to be supportive of you, stop hanging out with them.
So you feel like in my shoes, it's tough to feel like being qualified, I guess, to offer to be a leader in that.
Shane, did you or did you not press through 10 years to land the dream job? Yes or no?
Yes.
Are you qualified to tell somebody all the emotions that goes into 10 years of hustling and waiting?
Yes.
Are you qualified to tell people what it feels like the moment you step across the finish line?
Yes.
Can you put two sentences together and spell it right?
I can.
What else do you need to hear from me?
I guess not much. I guess that
you got the voice of those two. You got the voice of those two so-called friends in your head. I wish I had those guys on the line. I'd rip them. I don't want anybody in my life that scoffs at something my heart's telling me to do.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It is a good point. It's a very good point. You're listening to the wrong people. So can I be your friend today?
Yeah, that would be helpful.
What's the first post? Tell me real quick. What's the subject? What is it?
It's just like kind of the about me and my story.
Boom. Start it today. Write it tonight. Post it sometime before morning. Done. This is how we start a blog. Tell your story. And by the way, write it the way you would read it, because there are a lot of people who are going to read your style. Not everybody, but a lot of people. Let's go to Shelby real quick in Portland, Oregon. Shelby, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. So blessed to be able to chat with you today. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
So my question is, I'm curious if I should ask my current boss for a raise, but I want to give you a little bit of backstory so that you can understand where I'm coming from with that. My family and I we're planning a big move from the Portland area, and we're going down to Tucson, Arizona this summer, so in July. And my husband's leaving his full-time job, and we're planning on running our business full-time down there. So moving for business, living's a little bit cheaper down there, moving to be closer with family because we have two young children right now as well, so having that support is going to be great. But in that, I guess I'm starting to feel almost a little bit of pressure, maybe a little bit of anxiety with losing one income and feeling like I might need to step up a little bit. I guess that's kind of big.
Yeah, but how soon? But are you moving in a couple of months?
Yeah.
So you're asking me if you should ask for a raise that you would only have for 2 months because you're leaving anyway.
I apologize. I didn't. I work from home and I can keep that job when I move down there. Sorry. I didn't tell you that's valuable information.
Yeah.
So
okay,
I work remotely, and I get to still continue to do that when I'm down in Arizona as well.
Okay, got it. Okay, so great. So the answer is never ask for a raise directly. Here's what you ask for. Since they're already a big fan of you, they're going to let you move. That's obvious. And they're fine with you working out of state and from home. So there's already value there. But I never like to advise somebody to ask for a raise. It puts your leader in a tough position. It just naturally puts them in a defensive. Here's what you ask for. Same idea. So yes, we want you to get more money, but here's how you do it. You say, hey, I'm so excited, so grateful that you are continuing to let me be a part of the organization as this move goes, and I want to continue to grow. Can we talk about a specific growth plan? I'd love to come up with a growth plan. What can I do to get better? How can I be more valuable? What's a path look like for more responsibility with this company? And as a result, with more responsibility, more pay is going to come. If you can ask a leader to come up with a growth plan that includes more responsibility, then pay is going to come with that. That's how you have that conversation. It's a lot easier to have it. And yes, you should do it. Don't go anywhere, folks. More of your calls coming up on The Ken Coleman Show. Hey folks, Ken Coleman here with you. When it comes to looking for a job, most people would probably agree that the whole experience is not fun. But it doesn't have to be this way. ZipRecruiter gets it. In fact, they've actually figured out ways to make the job search process better and easier. And candidates who are invited to apply on ZipRecruiter are nearly 3 times as likely to get hired. So what are you waiting for? Sign up for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. It's absolutely free. Put ZipRecruiter to work for you. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, America, the show that is dedicated to helping you become the real you, the you that the world needs to see. Not somebody else's version of you. Not the lie of fear and doubt version of you. Not the beaten down version of you. So many people dealing with so many things. These voices, these limiting beliefs in your head. The limiting belief of fear. It says you don't have any way possible to get where you want to go without financial failure. That's a lie. The fear that says people are going to make fun of you. People are going to say, what is wrong with you? You've lost your mind. They're not going to accept your decision. The doubt of, I don't have what it takes. I know what I want to do. At one point or some points, I believe I can and should do it, but most of the time I don't have it. And I'm delusional. That's doubt. Pride, which says, I don't need any help. I don't want any help. I'm not going to ask for any help. If I can't do it on my own, I'm not going to do it at all. Well, newsflash to those of you overwhelmed by pride. There's no man or woman on the planet who's been successful that's done it on their own. So get over yourself. 844-747-2577. It's a caller-driven show. It is your show. It's all about you. You have the answers, I promise. It's my job to ask you questions, listen, take notes, and help you realize who you really are. Let's go to Mackenzie in Atlanta, Georgia. Mackenzie, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm good, Mackenzie. How are you?
I am great.
All right. How can I help?
So I am 22. I graduated college last May, and I'm in my first job and not very happy. Mm-hmm. And so I'm wondering, how long should I stay in that first job to protect my resume?
How long you been in it?
Since June.
I wouldn't worry about protecting your resume at all. So I would stay in that job as long as you need it financially. So if you're 22 right out of college, I don't know if you have debt. I don't know if you're living with your parents. You know, so based on your financial viability, you know, if you need to stay there for a while, stay there until you find something else, and then you leave and move on to something else. And I don't think it's going to matter at all that you were there for 9-10 months. I think it's a very easy conversation to learn. It was my first job out of college. Here are the 2-3 reasons why it wasn't the right fit. I realized it and I stepped into something else. That's not a bad thing at all. In fact, Mackenzie, the data is out there that you're very normal. Millennials and mosaics, which you might be an actual Generation Z. I think you are a mosaic. They are increasingly moving on. You know, about 1 year is all they expect to be anywhere right now. And that's just the nature of the game. So it's not going to hurt you at all. I would rather you move on into something that you know is on the ladder or on the path towards your dream job. And that's not going to hurt you at all. Do you know where you want to end up?
I have an idea.
Which is?
I'm very passionate about people and the environment. I would love to work in nonprofit. To give a little bit of background, I am getting married in about 3 weeks.
Yay!
thank you. Both my fiance and I are debt-free completely.
Wow! way to go!
Thank you. We're Dave Ramsey family.
Oh, boy, that's never a bad... I love when young couples can start off debt-free. That is fabulous. Good for you. Okay, so keep going.
Thank you. So my issue here is that I make pretty good money for coming out of college, and we live in Atlanta, and the cost of living is fairly expensive.
Oh, yeah.
So
how much do you make and where do you, how much do you make and where do you live?
I make $45,000 a year.
Okay.
And we live north of downtown Atlanta.
Yeah, where at?
About the Sandy Springs area.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I lived in Sewanee for 13 years. So, yeah. So the reason I asked that question is, you know, depending on what you guys want to do and what sacrifices you may need to make, if you move out of Sandy Springs, go a little further north, then it's a little bit cheaper up there in Gwinnett County. So that's not that big of a deal. So I think you stay where you're at, making the 45, and just keep socking money away and start looking at maybe some other places to live that would drop your expenses.
and bring it maybe a little bit closer to, you know, if you got to make 30,000 or 32 or 35 at a nonprofit, that's okay, because you're 22 years old and you have no debt. So I wrote something in one of my Moleskins and the team posted it on my Instagram, which, by the way, if you don't follow me on Instagram, people, you need to. Instagram, at Ken Coleman Show is the title, name there. But here's what I posted. What are you willing to give up in order to move up? And I think that's the question for you, Mackenzie, because giving up a little bit of income right now is not that big a deal for you because of your debt-free status. So I would stay where you are until you find that nonprofit role, and you're 22. Try several things. My goodness, you have the flexibility to do so. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Melissa, who's on the line in San Diego. Melissa, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. First, I just want to tell you how grateful I am for your guidance. I've been listening to you from almost the beginning, and I'm just really thankful that your gifts are being used to help those of us.
Wow. Well, I'm so blessed by that. Thank you very much. How can I help you today?
You're welcome. So I'm trying to make a decision about leaving a job. I've been at my current company for about 15 years, and I'm considering leaving for corporate culture reasons, such as mediocrity, customer service is not aligned with my vision, etc. I can do the work without any thought. Basically, I'm really good at it. I'm expert, and it affords me the flexibility and the money to be available to my kids during a very busy season of their life. I would be taking a contracted job that would allow me to use my talents and my creative brain more. So here's my concern. My concern is taking a job that I'm more passionate about and giving up a job that is very familiar and predictable will interfere with my mental ability to be present with my family.
No, that won't happen. Because you're going to be more alive than you have been in the last 15 years. I mean, the first 15 minutes on this new job, you're going to be so pumped and so juiced about the future and everything you're doing that you're going to be actually, I think, a better version of yourself as a wife and a mom. I think you're going to be on fire.
I love that. Okay.
I think you're going to be on fire. And by the way, this is a choice you get to make. This new job, because it's new and it may challenge you and push you, doesn't mean that you're going to just turn into some zombie when you walk in the house. That's a choice you get to make. Just because you're in a job that you're really good at and you do effortlessly doesn't mean that that's made you who you are. Like, the job isn't the reason why you're present when you're with your family right now.
Right.
The reason you're present with your family right now when you're with them is because, Melissa, you're an awesome lady. That's why. You have character. You have integrity. You're just all in. So this new challenge isn't going to hamper that. That's a choice you get to make. So that's nonsense. That's fear. I love when people call it fear, Melissa, because you know what I think about fear, don't you? Fear is a nasty, evil liar.
Yes.
Fear is
perfect.
Full of it. You jump into this new role, and you are going to be on fire because you're bored out of your mind right now.
Totally bored. And I've bought into the lie that boredom equals mentally present at home, when really I'm just trying to work on mastering being present at both when I'm at either.
That's it. So keep doing that. Can I tell you something, Melissa? When I go home tonight, I am completely present with my kids. Do you know why? It's not because
you're fulfilled at work.
That's exactly right. It's not because I'm an awesome guy. It's because I got nothing left for work. I'm done. You can just ask Joe and Madison what my brain energy is like after a show versus before a show. I will go from today's show, and I'll go into an hour-long recording of some fun stuff we're doing on YouTube. And from there, I'll go into a meeting about a future product that I'm out of my mind jacked about. By the time 5 o'clock rolls around, this is what I'm like. I mean, you know what I mean? So, like, the idea of me, you know, giving a lot of brain matter to an idea and working for another 3 hours is preposterous. So I step into a different role where if I'm not present, I'm a big fat jerk. And so, you know, it's the same thing for you. So that's all a bunch of silliness. You're going to be so alive. Okay. And you step into that new role. And I want to hear back from you. I'd love to hear back from you in three or four months. Because I want people to hear the journey for you. Don't move. More of your calls just around the corner. Welcome back, America. You're listening to The Ken Coleman Show, a show dedicated to you, helping you become the best version of you. In other words, we know you were created to fill a unique role. We're here to help you figure it out and then get there so that you can be who you were created to be, because somebody out there needs you to be you. This is how we live a life of purpose. And by the way, it's possible. The American dream is really the dream, the human dream. We all long for opportunity. Opportunity to be who we know we are. And all of us have faced some type of hurdle. Everybody's got a different story, different situation, different path, different timeline. But I'm here to tell you, folks, you can live your dream. You can do work you love and make plenty of money. I promise. So if you're new to the show, kick the tires, listen in. You're going to hear real men and women having honest and vulnerable conversations every day. And if you feel that heart start to beat a little faster while you're listening, chest gets a little tight, palms get a little sweaty, that's your sign that you need to call in. And we're here for you. Let's go to Pause, who's on the line in Brooklyn, New York. Pause, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
Okay, so here's the thing. I'm in a crossroad now in my life. I was in a job that I switched to a job that I, for the last 3 years, I tried to do real estate. And I was a photographer before that, a freelance photographer, and I got tired of the photography business. And the reason I got into real estate is because of the potential of the real estate. And, you know, I'm not a very good salesperson. Uh-huh. And I didn't really have the passion, but I thought that if I'll succeed in that, I can make a nice amount of money.
Right, which would solve some of your problems, but not your real problem, which is you have no idea what you want to do, or you do know what you want to do, but you don't know how to get there.
Yeah, and I got into real major debt.
Okay, let's talk about your debt. How much debt do you have?
About 80.
Okay, you got 80,000 in debt. What are you still just trying to be a real estate agent right now, or have you moved on to something else?
I'm now in the place that I'm actually looking for other things. So before that, I kind of hoped, you know, the deal is going to come through. And a few deals came through, but not enough. But there always was that hope that, you know, if I succeed in this, the potential is so great that this
Wait a second, pause. What do you want to do with your life? What's the purpose? What's the dream? Because you just went after something because it looked like, well, I'll sell 5, 6, 7 houses and make a bunch of money. Then I'll figure my stuff out. The problem is you haven't figured your stuff out. And then you made a bad move. You got into debt and you said yourself you're a bad salesperson. So let's stop. Real estate's done. We're done with real estate. We need to get you stable, first of all. But let's first talk about what is it that you want to do? If I snap my fingers right now and I give you what your heart tells you want to do, what is it? Take a shot.
So I was thinking about it because it's not easy now, you know, so because the debt is so great that I just think, okay, I just need to get rid of the debt. I can't even think of what I want to do. I just want to make money.
That's
floating in my mind.
I get that. That's very real. Okay. That's extremely real. I know that's what you're thinking. We'll take care of the debt in a second. All right? We know that the debt is there. But you're going to be in the same position 5 years from now, because let me tell you right now, I can put you on hold, give you Dave Ramsey's total money makeover, which I'm going to give you, and you could call Dave's show, and Dave's going to talk about the baby steps, and I can walk you through the baby steps, but you're going to get to a point where you're going to get out of that debt, because you will get out of the debt, and you can go get a good job right now. But I don't think you called me for that. What you're trying to figure out is what is it that you want to do with your life? And I want you for the first time in a long time to stop thinking about the debt and think about all the hurdles. And I want you to just let your heart speak. If I could give you what you want to do right now, no debt, you don't have to pay for it, you don't have to work for it, I give it to you. What is it? Say it.
Okay, so I wanted to be a doctor.
Boom. Now stop. Stop. Because you were about ready to go into all the reasons why you can't be a doctor. Am I right? Yes, I'm right.
Now, yeah, I mean, every time of my life, it was a different reason why not.
Yeah.
Now it's just
stop. Why? Let's talk about why do you want to be a doctor. Stop thinking about why not. Why do you want to be a doctor? Who do you want to take care of?
Well, I wanted to be like an ER doctor.
Great.
I used to work in a hospital when I was younger. I liked the energy there. I like to help people many times, you know, save lives.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Boom. No buts. Now let's look at where we stand. You got $80,000 in debt. Okay? I'm going to give you Dave's total money makeover, which is going to walk you through the baby steps on how you actually are going to crawl out of this. Because, by the way, that's the word. $80,000 in debt is going to be a crawl. But you can do this. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let's go get a good paying job. And ideally, I want you to get in proximity to the medical field, because there's coming a day in which you're going to need to go to medical school. Yes or no? Or have you already done that?
No, I don't believe I'll go to medical school. I'm about 48, so I don't see that happening.
Okay, well, what medical role do you want to play? You just told me you want to be a doctor, and I got good news for you and bad news. The good news, you can be a doctor. The bad news, you can't do it without going to medical school. So yeah. I think you want to be in the medical field. I think for you, you're looking at, I got $80,000 in debt, Ken. I don't know if I can get out of that and then cash flow my way through medical school. I get that. You're 48. I'm going to challenge you that you're not too old. But I will say this. Let's switch your head and heart a little bit. What if you just focused on getting into the medical field? You know, go ahead.
So I was thinking at one point that I wanted to be, so I want to help people. I want to work with people. And I really like psychology. I'm reading a lot about it. And I decided I want to go and study art therapy because I have an art background. But I kept bringing the butts all the time, so I didn't do that. And before I started real estate, I wanted to do social work so I can get my later on the therapy license. And I got into butts of not making enough money. And I keep putting those butts in my life.
Pause. Here's what's happening. And by the way, this isn't just pause. So let's just bring everybody else into this right now. Pause cannot think clearly. You all are listening to the same thing I'm hearing. What's going on? He can't think clearly. He wants to be a doctor. I'm too old. I'm 48. Can't do that. Well, I wanted to go into art therapy, but I can't do that. I wanted to go into social work, but I can't do that. All of those things are untrue. Everything he said is untrue. Why? Because he's 48 years old. He's got a massive amount of debt, and in some ways, he believes it's almost completely insurmountable. So pause. I want you to go get a good paying job, and I want you to live as... I mean, like Dave Ramsey says, rice and beans and rice. We're going to do 3-4 jobs, and we're going to start getting momentum in our debt journey. And when $80,000 becomes $70,000 owed, and $70,000 becomes $60,000 owed, and then it becomes $50,000 and $40,000, let me tell you what's going to happen in Pause's life. Pause is going to begin to experience momentum in paying off debt. Is he going to be in the dream job? No. But he's going to be on his way, and he's going to be 51. He's going to be 52. Then he's going to go, wait a second, I'm a year away. I'm 53. I'm a year away. I'm 54. I'm a year away from being debt-free. And all of a sudden, the belief that has just completely left his body is going to come back in over time, day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out of paying off debt. And while he's doing that, by the way, Madison, give him a copy of my number one bestseller, The Proximity Principle. And let me tell you what I see, pause. I see art therapy. I see social work, psychology. I see ER doctor. Let me tell you, the theme is all there. It's all within your sweet spot. Any one of those could work. There's not just one job or one career in the sweet spot. But you got to figure out, who is it that I most want to help? Question one. What problem do I most want to solve? Question two. And question three, what solution do I most want to provide? And pause, you got to get alone and stop thinking and stop commiserating and acting like a human Eeyore and go, what is the answers to those three questions? And when I do that, now I know what I want to do, and there is a path forward. But you're going to have to pay off debt and move forward very slowly towards that role. Our time is almost up. But before I let you go, I want you to know that you matter and you do have what it takes. Thanks for joining the conversation. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey, folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like the Dr. John Deloney Show.
Hey, good folks, this is John, host of the Dr. John Deloney Show. On this show, I talk to real people just like you who are wrestling through relationship issues, mental health challenges, annoying people. We're talking about anything and everything. I am here to walk with you, and it starts now.
Subscribe to the Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you listen to podcasts.